Nation, it is time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and find everything that you need to grow your cleaning company. Do you love the show? Is your life better as a member of Cleaning Nation? Do you want to keep us cranking out all the cleaning awesomeness that we do? Show your love on iTunes with a 5-star rating, a positive review. Of course, if you hate the show, turn it off right now and send me an email. Now, if you're getting massive value, spread the love, share the show, tell your friends, share us on Twitter, Facebook, subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, all the good places to find us. Show the world you are a proud member of Cleaning Nation. That said, today, we have an exciting guest that I'm chatting with Nixon Shum from Oriental Building Services. Oriental Building Services has been providing the Dallas area with commercial cleaning, focusing on government entities for the last, actually more than 20 years. If you want to reach out to Nixon and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.obs, I'm assuming for Oriental Building Service, obsusa.net. Nixon, welcome to the show.
Great to be on your show, Mike.
Glad to have you, my friend. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Dallas. If you're married, if you're single, do you got kids? How'd you get in the cleaning business? Give us a day in the life, my friend.
Well, I've been living in Dallas, Texas for the past 45 years and married with one kid, one cat. most of the time is spending at work. I was in the restaurant business for almost 35 years. And for the past 12, I was in the cleaning business. The owner of the company was kind of, proposed it and offered me a real good position and opportunity for the company and asked me to think about it. And I look at it and I say, well, if I can keep a restaurant clean enough for people to eat in, and profitable, and I certainly can do that the same thing for the cleaning business and maintain a building clean enough for people to work in and a profitable company. And here I am.
And here you are. I got to say, man, I think it would be so much easier to go. That restaurant business will run you ragged. It is a difficult, difficult job. I think, from my humble opinion, I think you made the right choice to transition from one to another.
Yes, I just bring whatever I learned to a different industry.
Yeah, I love that thinking of I can keep a restaurant clean enough for people. Why not do it for money? I love it. And I love that you've got one child and one cat. I would imagine the college tuition expenses are a little more friendly with the cat than with the child.
Oh, yes. The cat is single as she is the queen in the house.
She's probably right. All right, so that's how you got into the cleaning business. I love that story, and it's so funny. After well over 100 episodes, we've probably got 100 different stories of getting the cleaning business, and I don't think we've done a repeat one yet. You may be our very first restaurant to cleaning business transition. So thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for coming on the show. What can I help you with today, my friend? What's going on in your world that maybe we can give you and Cleaning Nation some value on?
Well, like I said, the business I've been in business for 20 plus years already. We've been maintaining a very good steady growth for the past 13 years. But on the past several years, the growth has been slowed down.
Okay.
And I want to see that what I need to do to maintain that, since we are a small regional company. We're not going to out of state or expansion or anything. And plus that we are mainly a government contractor or do a lot of government contract. So I wanted to like to hear, some of your advice. What can I do to maintain that growth?
Okay, so here are a couple things. First of all, you're not a new company. You've been doing this for quite a while. You've been growing steadily for the last decade or so. You're still growing, but the growth has slowed to a pace and you'd like to quicken it. On top of that, most of your revenues come from government contracts, and you'd like to stay in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You don't want to expand geographically. Did I hit all the high points?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. The good news is there are exactly three ways to grow a company, whether it be a cleaning company or otherwise, and no more, no less. A lot of people are familiar with one, which is to get more customers, which is an excellent way, but certainly the most expensive and it takes the longest to do. So let's talk about all three ways, and we'll kind of just walk through what that would look like in your business, and we'll see if you can use some combination of the three to get your growth back on track. Fair?
Okay.
Cool. Well, I'll give you all three, and then we'll walk through them one by one in your circumstance so Clean Nation could kind of see what it would look like to think through how they would implement that in their world. The only three ways you can grow any company, cleaning or otherwise, is number one, to add more customers. I think we're all familiar with that. Number two is to get them to buy more frequently or more often. And number three is to get them to increase their ticket item or increase their spend when they do purchase. Those are the only three ways to do it. Let's just go in that order and see what we come up with that will be the kind of magic combination for you and your company. In terms of adding more customers, that's a little bit. The only way I can see it is obviously we're going to add more customers either in the government space or outside of the government space. Where would you like to focus?
I would like to step out of that right there and go outside of it. Is one reason is because the area have a lot of major corporate, you know, companies that moving in,
okay,
to the area. So, I like to step out of that.
Okay, so you'd like to not that you want to slow down on the government contracting, but you want to kind of maintain that piece of it, but have your new growth come from a different niche. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beautiful thing is, government contracting is kind of a pain in the neck. So stepping into some other stuff can be a lateral step, or in terms of complexity, it could be a step down. If you can handle the government stuff, some of the others would be ideal. First thing I would do is identify a niche. Have you kind of determined what your secondary niche will be in terms of who you want to clean for in addition to government contracting?
Like I said, I'd like to go into a corporate side of the business for, you know, corporate campus and, you know, corporate headquarters and that type of area.
Okay. And what I'd probably do is look at the similarity between the businesses that I have, or not the businesses, but the facilities I clean now. And instead of going 180 degrees, like if you do a lot of government stuff, going into like cleaning restaurants would be a big swing. But if you're doing government businesses now, I would agree that kind of class A or office space, corporate type stuff would be similar. Are you doing mostly campuses or more like class A office space for the contracts that you're currently
We have both. Okay. Like I said, some government entity that they have a campus area that, you know, we need to clean this. That means several buildings within the same walking distance.
Okay, cool. So I'd probably look for revenue sources that were similar. I might kind of go to like that pseudo government thing. Like if I know Dallas Fort Worth's probably got some good universities around there. That's not a government entity, but it's kind of got that same process in terms of the way that they're going to put things out to bid. They've got campuses where there's multiple buildings within walking distance. And also I think the a lot of times when you get to those larger campuses, they're going to want experience that they feel is appropriate. And I feel that they would probably count your government experience in that vein. Have you taken a look at any universities, college or school campuses?
Yes, we are starting to look into those area also.
Okay, so that would be, well, just because I don't want to spend too much time on any one of the three, for your circumstance, and I'm just trying to walk through what this looks like so Cleaning Nation can kind of take a thought process and apply it to their own business. But if I woke up in your shoes and I wanted to grow business through the avenue of adding more customers, you're already far ahead of a lot of the people I coach in that you know who your niche customer is with the government. You've critically looked at that market and said, hey, this is not where I want to have all my eggs in this one basket. There's a lot of competition coming in. I want to diversify. And then the next thing I would do is exactly what we've talked about, which is pick another couple niches that are not within, that are similar to, but not the same as the niches that I've got. So that I think that's an excellent plan in terms of adding new customers to grow your business. The second thing we talked about is get the people that you have to buy more often. And this is going to look a little different for government contractors than it will for regular corporate gigs. But do you have, obviously the kind of most upfront thing would be, well, get my 3 times a week people to move to 5 times, or my 5 days a week to move to 7 days a week. But that's a little tricky because ideally you're cleaning them the amount that they need. So when I think of buy more often, I would look at them to add more services that you're not currently doing in terms of floors, carpets, windows, power washing. Do you have any interest or capability to do those sorts of additional services?
Yes, we do have a capability to do all those you just mentioned.
Okay, and then is there a system or process in place to communicate with the customers that you have on a pragmatic kind of pre-planned schedule of who you're going to communicate what message to, or is it kind of just ad hoc, you know, you do it when you think of it?
You know, I have, you know, visit those, my customer quite often and discuss that, the needs and, you know, for the upcoming, you know, cleaning or for the buildings. So I think that is, you know, like you mentioned, those are good time to add those into it, to bring it up to their attention, and this way that they can add it into their budget for the following years, so we can service them.
Yeah, and I would make that a multimedia plan probably at the beginning of the year. This podcast is being recorded in late January 2017. Again, not that you have to do it right at the beginning of the year, but now's as good of a time as any. I would absolutely put together a communications calendar for the entire year, and I would kind of try and do it as strategically as I could. So depending on the weather and the different buying habits and needs of the customers that I had, I would say, hey, you know, maybe in February and August, we're really going to push power washing because I know that that's when this happens. You know, maybe it snows during the winter months, so I'm going to try and hit them with the carpet cleaning or a strip and wax on the floors because that's when they're going to come tear it up with the snow. So I would think through all the maybe 3 or 4 or 5 ancillary services that I'd want to offer. And then I would put together themes and even try and put the themes with what they're already thinking of. So like February might be a love/Valentine's theme. March might be a St. Patrick's theme. November, obviously, hey, Thanksgiving, we're so thankful having you as a customer. We want to give you a special discount or special offer on adding this service. Christmas would be, hey, our gift to you is the end of the year. So I'd probably put together an entire media calendar, which would consist of not just you calling them or having a conversation or your staff doing that, but, you know, email, so they, you know, maybe 2 or 3 emails throughout the month, maybe 1 or 2 direct mail pieces. The nice thing about you is I'm guessing with the government contracts, each contract's worth quite a bit. So if you spend a lot to have this communications, you can get that return on that investment. And then on top of that, some sort of phone call or gift. So I would plan out exactly what communications are going to happen when at the beginning of the year, kind of have a calendar. So we just know, okay, well, in February, these 17 communications are going to go out, 4 emails, 2 phone calls, 3 direct mail pieces, 1 gift. So that's really how I would educate my customers and keep the services that I had that I thought they would be most prone to need in front of them, as opposed to just waking up and going, oh, crap, I better call this customer about this service. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Any definitely. Thoughts, questions, anything you need before we move on to the next one?
You know, I think those are some of the things, a very good idea. It's definitely that I can use it to sit down and do some pre-planning, you know, to upsell some of the contract.
Yeah, it's hard to do right at the moment because a lot of this stuff takes time, especially if you're going to do a direct mail campaign or send out some gifts. You want some lead time. And again, it's nice when it's planned out. So they're kind of getting things like, you know, I might have in November or December, in January, I had some sort of election themed, especially with the government, right? Like, hey, the change of government's coming. Let's make sure that whoever the new commander in chief is, we've got our offices looking spectacular. So I guess what I'm saying is I'd want to plan it out and kind of think through where's my customer's mindset's going to be in this time and make sure that the message I sent them along with the product or service I was offering them matched where their mind is already at. So you're kind of already entering the conversation in their mind. And I would definitely include anniversary presents. Like if it's a year, you know, hey, these people signed up in February. Well, in February, hey, you've been with us a year. We just want to tell you how much we thank you. If you know their birthdays and it's appropriate, you could send them a little birthday card or something fun. Like with government, obviously you got to be easy with the gifts because that could be misconstrued, but certainly a card. So it's a lot easier to do that when you sit and kind of plan at the beginning of the year for the next 12 months, as opposed to February 1st going, oh crap, we got to get together our plan for February. And last thing, you can also ask for the way to add more customers is to get referrals. That's another kind of communication thread I would weave throughout all that communication. Does that all make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, definitely those.
We've kind of tapped on the last one. So the buying more often is tough because again, for the way that we do it, you know, if they need 3 times or 5 times or 7 times a week service, that's just how it is. It's hard to get them to buy more. We're not trying, you know, especially if they don't need it. But we can certainly offer them more services, which we get them to buy more often. That leads us to the last thing, which is getting them to spend more money with us when they do purchase. There's 2 ways to do that. One is you can bundle services, right? Where when you sign a contract, you might say, hey, it's $4,000 a month just for the janitorial services. But if we can add day porter service, or, you know, kind of build in the carpet cleaning, the stripping and waxing, or whatever that may be, build it into the monthly contract, that's how you can get them to spend more overall. That's the harder way. The easiest way, which is a little tougher in government, but possible, the easiest way is to raise prices, right? If the price is $1,000 a month, the best way to get them to spend $1,100 a month is to raise your prices to $1,100 a month. Not always possible, but it's by far the quickest, most profitable way, certainly to increase your margin, if not your top line. So that's pretty much it. Add more customers. We talked about how to do that. Get them to buy more often or buy more services, and then get them to spend more when they do. Any questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round, Nixon?
Well, all those right there is very possible that we can, you know, incorporate it into the ideas and how to pre-plan all this right here for the next several months. You know, so those are all good, very good idea.
That's why we do what we do, my friend, is to help you guys, help this community become bigger, stronger, more profitable, and being able to send our cats to better college. All right, enough of me talking. Let's hit the lightning round. Nixon, I'm going to shut my mouth and give you the opportunity to share your over 20 years of experience with Cleaning Nation. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Okay, the best piece of advice is... somebody told me one time, and I always keep that in mind. You know, you cannot control what people say and do. Just concentrate on what you can do with your best of your ability.
Gosh, I love that, because not only in terms of business, I think that's good, but just in terms of mental health, I think if we try to, even the people we love, right, our spouse, our kids, certainly our customers, employees, if we have this fallacy that we can control or make them do something, that we're going to live a life of frustration. But if we focus on what we can change for ourselves, that's something we can actually can control. Well said, Nixon. You're sounding very wise. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
The biggest mistake is I always try to hang on the employee that is really low on production, and I was hoping that they would turn around in one day, but on some days, but not one day, and that is always is a mistake for me, and just hanging on to my employee and just too long for the, you know, for those that's not productive enough.
I wish I could say, boy, that's terrible, Nixon. I had never done anything like that, but I think I have a big heart like you do, and I tend to probably, instead of hire slow and fire fast, I probably do the reverse. So that's very good wisdom, especially as you get larger in your operations, that becomes more and more important. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can implement right away, something they can just put into practice immediately that will improve their business or their lives?
Well, you know, since you mentioned that it's a cleaning nation, and that means we are all together. And if we can, just like you right now, sharing all our idea and put it to work and get the people that using the service, don't just think of us as the lowest form of in the business. And because of what we do, and we provide a service, and this way that they can maintain their daily work.
Great point. I love, I mean, you are absolutely speaking to my heart. I love the fact that we are a community. Shameless plug, we've got a free Facebook group, doesn't cost anything to get in, just for owners of cleaning companies. If you're not already a member, that's a great place to kind of get started. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You get all the good stuff that you need. Wilson, thank you so much for joining us. I love your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Nixon's show notes page, you will find it at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.